From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin affirms national character main foundation to deter radicalism. Minister Indrawati states government's committed to maintaining economic recovery momentum. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin highlighted the importance of national character building as it is the main foundation to save Indonesia's younger generation from the possible threats of radicalism and other ideologies that are in opposition to Pancasila. He made the statement in his speech that he delivered virtually at the Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi Islamic Academy's undergraduate graduation ceremony on Sunday. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati reiterated the government's commitment to maintaining positive trends of Indonesia's economic recovery in the midst of global challenges and uncertainties. At the National Economy webinar on Sunday, she affirmed that to maintain the public consumption level, the government will allocate 104 trillion rupiah or $6.65 billion for food resilience programs to ensure food prices not to inflate. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno encouraged micro, small and medium enterprises (MSMEs) to persevere in developing their business in a bid to become established corporation with legal status. At the GenPro Professional Global Entrepreneurs Community Seminar, as revealed in a statement, he affirmed that by achieving the corporation's level, entrepreneurs would find more business opportunities and open more jobs for the people to help achieve the 4.4 million job targets by 2024. Let's move on to the international news, where a gunman killed 10 people at a ballroom dance hall during a Chinese Lunar New Year celebration late on Saturday near Los Angeles before fleeing the scene and later killing himself when approached by police on Sunday, authorities said. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said, during a Sunday afternoon press conference, the motive for the shooting was not known. He identified the suspect as Hu Chan Tran, a 72-year-old who wielded a pistol with a high-capacity magazine. Five of the victims were male and five were female. Their identities have not been made public. Another 10 people were shot and seven of them remain hospitalized, with at least one person in critical condition, authorities said. President Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey would hold elections on May 14, a month earlier than scheduled, setting up a tight test of his leadership after two decades in power. The president's office released video footage on Sunday of Erdogan announcing the date during a meeting with young voters in the northwestern province of Bursa, led on Saturday. Opinion polls shows the parliamentary and presidential election will be tied and will mark Erdogan's biggest test in his two decades at the reins of the regional military power, NATO member, and major emerging market economy. China rang in the Chinese New Year's on Sunday with its people praying for health after 3 years of stress and financial hardship under the pandemic, as officials reported almost 13,000 new deaths caused by the virus between January 13 and 19. Queues stretches for about 1 kilometer outside the iconic Lama Temple in Beijing, which had been repeatedly shut before COVID-19 restrictions ended in early December. with thousands of people waiting for their turn to pray for their loved ones. One Beijing resident said she wished the Year of the Rabbit will bring health to everyone. Hitting the white sand beaches and eating mango, sticky rice and seafood, Chinese tourists are returning to Thailand for their first trips abroad since China ended its strict COVID-19 curbs and reopened its borders. Tourism business owner Kiki Hu, 28 years old in Krabi on Thailand's southwest coast, said he felt so happy and emotional that people now can leave and come to Thailand for a holiday. Listen, now let's move into a diplomatic corner and Japanese students introduce Indonesian products from batik to coffee.
Today's diplomatic corner, Japanese students introduce Indonesian products from batik to coffee. A total of 19 students from the Yamanashi Gakuin University, or YGU, Faculty of Business and Administration, introduced Indonesian products to Japanese society, ranging from batik to Indonesian coffee. One of the students, Sudo Shinya, in Tokyo on Thursday, said he was happy to know about and introduce Indonesian spices, which he then processed into Japanese cuisine. He and other students tried to make Japanese fast food, such as ginger roast ebi fried rice and amareyaki, using spices from Indonesia. The 20 dishes they made were sold out. Meanwhile, Suzuki Hitoha introduced various types of Indonesian coffee to the Japanese people. According to him, Indonesian coffee is very good. Different aromas and tastes are characteristics that Japanese people really like. Apart from selling, he also organized a kind of Indonesian coffee workshop so that Japanese people get to know Indonesian coffee better. The participants in the Introduction to Seminar 1 and 2 courses with the team of Indonesia and 7 participants from various campuses in Indonesia who are members of the student exchange program presented their efforts to introduce Indonesian products to the Japanese public, ranging from batik, instant cooking spices, fried rice, snacks, and coffee. They sold these products to the Japanese selling in a festival at YGU and also in shopping centers outside campus. Each group was accompanied by students from Indonesia. On this occasion, lecturer of Yamanashi Gakuin University, Higashi Hidetada, explained that this activity was a collaboration with Indonesia students who took part in the YGU short program. Meanwhile, Deputy Ambassador John Cahyanto appreciated YGU's efforts in encouraging its student to learn about Indonesia. He added, 2023 will be an important year for Indonesia and Japan because the two countries will celebrate 65 years of bilateral relations. To celebrate, the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo will also hold Indonesia-Japan Friendship Day 2023 in a number of cities in Japan. And that's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
We begin today in history with the event in January 1942, the Gorontalo's Proclamation of Independence. Gorontalo was free 3 years before the Proclamation of Independence of the Republic of Indonesia was read out on Jakarta on August 17, 1945. On January 23, 1942, the Gorontalo independence fighter Nani Wartabone read out the Proclamation of Independence for the Indonesian nations in Gorontalo, North Sulawesi. At that time, the people of Gorontalo, along with all youth leaders, had already hoisted the red and white flag after gaining independence from the Netherlands in Gorontalo. Even so, Gorontalo remained committed to uniting with the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia and did not choose to establish its own state. We move to the next event in 1947, the birth of Megawati Soekarnoputri. Dyah Permata Megawati Setiawati Soekarnoputri, or better known as Megawati Soekarnoputri, was born in Yogyakarta on January 23, 1947. She was the first Indonesian female president and daughter of the first Indonesian president, Soekarno. She became the fifth president of Indonesia from July 23, 2001 to October 20, 2004. Apart from being the president, Megawati is also chairperson of the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, or PDIP. End event in 1950, the January 23 Cup. On January 23, 1950, the militia group Ratu Adil Armed Forces, or APRA, under the leadership of the former captain of the Dutch KNIL Colonial Forces, Raymond Westerling, who was also the former commander of the Depot Special Troopen, Special Forces, entered Bandung City and killed all people in 10E uniforms they met. The actions of this mob had been planned several months earlier by Westerling and were even known by the highest leadership of the Dutch military. The number of Indonesian casualties reached 94 soldiers, while there were no casualties from Westerling's side. And that's today in history.
Di dompet tak ada duit, teman-teman.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Special staff of the Indonesian Ministry of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises, Riza Damanik, said that more than 20 million micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, have entered the digital ecosystem since 2020. In a national economic webinar in Jakarta on Sunday, he said that before the pandemic, only 8 to 9 million MSMEs entered the digital ecosystem and digital platform. Currently, the figure is more than 20 million. He also remarked that the Ministry of Cooperative and SMEs is targeting that by 2024, as many as 30 million MSMEs will be connected to a digital ecosystem, since they have the potential to make it easier for them to access financing and a wider market. Therefore, this year, the Ministry of Cooperative and SMEs focuses on developing MSMEs in the real sector, especially the food sector, which continues to grow even amid the pandemic. The ministry will also connect MSMEs with big businesses and encourage them in the regional leading sector. Previously, President Joko Widodo had expressed hope that 40% of total government spending, or around 500 trillion rupiah, can be used to absorb SMEs and cooperative products. In addition, 30% of public infrastructure space, such as airports, train stations, and bus terminals, is also mandated to be a place to sell MSMEs products. Riza Damanik further asserted that the government also continues to make it easier for MSMEs to access financing through people's business credits, including the newly launched cluster scheme. He added that prior to the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic, currently the government is much more ready to distribute assistance to MSMEs because it has collected more data. He also pointed out that at the beginning of the pandemic, one of the challenges faced by was the data collection on MSMEs and cooperatives. The ministry did not have sufficient data regarding the distribution, situations, and business scales. But now the data is getting better and more complete. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Kadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Tertawa, oh, di saat hati ini.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Hi VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder will take you to Maluku. Indonesia has various types of traditional drinks to warm up the body. For example, on the island of Java, there are bandrek and wedang ronde drinks. This drink made from ginger is also known in Maluku, but the people there know it as air guraka or air goraka. Air guraka is made from red ginger, coconut sugar, and walnuts. Initially, the red ginger is cleaned and then cut into pieces. The ginger is then boiled with coconut sugar, pandan leaves, and a little cinnamon. Once cooked, the ginger water is poured into a glass, then sprinkled with chopped walnuts. When you drink it, the hot and warm taste of the ginger is felt in your throat. This warm taste mixes with the sweet taste of coconut sugar. To make it more delicious, air guraka is also added with milk. The addition of milk makes the ginger texture smooth and soft. Air guraka is the favorite drink for the people of Maluku, especially North Halmahera, when relaxing in the afternoon. While drinking guraka, it is accompanied with fried bananas. The typical fried bananas of North Halmahera use a type of duck-mouth banana. The shape is long, curved, and slender, not as wide as a banana in general, because the banana is called the duck's mouth banana or mulu bebe. The guraka water has its own benefits. Apart from being able to warm the body, this traditional drink is also believed to melt fat, relieve sore throats, and to have the effect of strengthening immunity. This traditional drink is easy to find in various regions in Maluku. Most of the sellers sell this drink at night, because the benefits are felt when enjoyed at night. The price is relatively cheap. The guraka water is sold from 6,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah per glass, while the duck's mouth banana is sold for 10,000 rupiah per plate. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sinaran hangat mentari sore ini, aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa mimpiku dan mimpimu sama. seperti
from Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about tiba di bandara, tiba di bandara, which means arrive at the airport. So stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Permisi, Permisi, which means excuse me. Let's listen to the conversation.
Permisi, saya mau bertanya.
Ya, ada yang bisa saya bantu?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and guide you to speak in the language related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Permisi, permisi, which means excuse me. Saya mau bertanya. Saya mau bertanya, which means I want to ask something. Permisi, saya mau bertanya. Permisi, saya mau bertanya, which means excuse me, I want to ask something. Maaf, maaf, which means sorry. Ada yang bisa saya bantu? Ada yang bisa saya bantu, which means what can I help you? In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Permisi, saya mau bertanya. Permisi, saya mau bertanya, which means, excuse me, I want to ask something. In the sentence, there is the word permisi, permisi, which means excuse me. It is used to ask for permission to ask something in a polite manner. Besides permisi, permisi, which means excuse me, you can also use the word maaf, maaf, which means sorry, to ask for permission politely when asking someone. Here is the example of how to get someone's attention by using the word maaf, which means sorry. Maaf, saya mau bertanya. Maaf, saya mau bertanya, which means sorry, I want to ask something. Ya, ada yang bisa saya bantu? Ya, ada yang bisa saya bantu, which means yes, what can I help you? Besides asking for permission to do something, the word permisi, permisi, which means excuse me, can also be used to get someone's attention. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Permisi, saya mau bertanya.
Ya, ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOA listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Menghapus Jejakmu by Remember Entertainment. The song Menghapus Jejakmu by Noah Band was released in 2007 and remade in 2022. The song is about a man who wants to forget his lover. Different characters and incompatibility make their relationship hard to continue. Well listener, here is Remember Entertainment with the keroncong song entitled Menghapus Jejakmu. Enjoy!
tapi ku terima semua keputusan yang telah kau.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Semakin kau menjauh, semakin kau menjauh.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kali pertama terlintas di dada, sulit untuk meruntuhkan dinding hatiku. Segala daya mencoba
I'm not afraid to die.
our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.